This is the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio, and we've reached a very, very important part of the show this morning because I'm joined in studio by Sean Quinn, our marketing manager. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Donald. How are you?
Very well indeed. Sean, for the past few weeks, you and Anya and Creed and others have been very busy behind the scene working on the Community Hero Initiative for 2024, and I'm sure it's been a very interesting and a roaring experience.
It's just been amazing. The response that we got was just absolutely phenomenal. We'd over, I think it was over 220 letters, emails for nominees right across the county. So you can imagine that process to start with was quite difficult because I would say every single letter we got was worthy, because there were people who go out to the community and they do things for people and they never look for that reward or recognition. They just do it because that's the type of people that they are. So we went through a process and we had to pick five winners, Donald.
Yeah.
And we were very fortunate that a very generous listener, he gave us €1,000 to give away to each person. And he wants to remain anonymous, and which I respect, but I'm also delighted that he can do what he can do for us. Because it just makes it easier for us to go out into the community and do this. So we went through that process. There was four or five of us that we read all the letters, and we got down to five. And what I wanted to do then is to try and make it a surprise element, where we could go out to these people and recognise them. But give them a bit of a shock and a bit of a surprise as well. So we started the process on Monday, and the team went out, and we picked our first one was a person called Brendan Breen. So just to give you a kind of a background on Brendan, he was nominated by Joan Kelly, and what Joan had basically said in the letter was that Brendan was a very kind and caring person, and he drives people to Galway or to Dublin for hospital treatment, and his car is always on the road. He never stops, and he also works with various charities across the county, and also he would run music trips to Galway and to Dunmore East. So he's an organiser. He's a helper. He's, you know, within the community. And what she said is that there's another thing that hit me with this letter. What Joan has said is when the traffic lights came on at the Polestar, she had a real fear. She had a real fear that she was not going to be able to drive around the roundabout. And what Brendan did was he took her in the car on numerous occasions to drive her around to get her used to actually using the traffic light system. And she felt at the time that she would not be able to come into Letterkenny to do her shopping, but he helped her overcome that fear. And that's the type of person that he was. So what we did is we wanted to surprise Brendan. So through Joan, what we did is we set up a lunch that they have four times a year. So we set it up on Monday in backstage in Letterkenny. So poor old Brendan had no idea that we were coming along with a camera. And they had just ordered their starters, or their main course, when we landed them with the actual camera. So I don't know if we're ready to play.
I think we can go now. And this is the
busy video. Man on the phone here. Hello there. Is this Brendan? Is it?
That's Brendan.
Is this Brendan? How are you, Brendan?
I'm very well, thanks.
You're wondering what am I? Sean Quinn here from Highland Radio.
Right.
You're here for your lunch. But we have a bit of a surprise for you.
Oh, lovely.
Because you've been nominated by your dear friend here, Joan, and you've been successful as one of Highland Radio's community heroes for 2024. So I have some good news for you, right?
Lovely.
You're a hero.
Yes.
But we also want to reward you as a hero.
Oh.
So courtesy of a friend of Highland Radio's, he donated money for us to help people in the community and to reward people in the community. So we actually have a cheque for you today for €1,000 that Brendan is going to spend on himself for a change instead of spending on everybody else. So even that fills the car with petrol for the next 12 months, then this is yours, Brendan.
Oh, God, I'm blown away. And that's all due to you.
Yes.
And she's buying lunch as well. Oh, I can't believe it.
Two in the one day, huh?
That's fantastic. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
That's lovely, Sean. I love, I mean, given the amount of travelling Brendan appears to do just supporting the community, I'm not sure €1,000 go to see Scarfield for a year.
Absolutely not. And do you know what? It's I think Brendan will just keep doing what he does because he's that type of person.
Yeah.
And you know, he probably won't even spend that on himself. That'll go elsewhere. But I hope that it does. And I said that to him, you know, just make sure that you treat yourself for once, because you're always so good to helping others.
Yeah. I think we're going to Margaret Coyle next.
We're going to Margaret, yeah. So Margaret she was nominated by Rose Donaghy. And she, again, Rose, she wrote a beautiful letter about Margaret. Margaret has worked tirelessly within the community for 21 years. Fundraising, and I'm going to name a few of the charities, but trust me, Donal, they're endless. Like, she's worked with Donegal Hospice, the RNLI, We Care for Food Bank, Hope International, MS Ireland, Autism, and it goes on and on. She's a very very quiet lady. Every December she picks a charity, and what she does is she puts together a hamper at her own cost, and she goes across the county and she sells tickets for it. And that's what she's been doing for years and years. But she's also an avid runner, and she's run numerous marathons, one marathon, I should say, and endless half marathons, and a load of 10Ks, and they're all for charity. She's no fear in her either, because she's done something that I would never do. She took an abseil of Crow Park and also Smithfield Tower. So not for the faint-hearted, let me add. So, and this is all in aid of charity as well. What Monica said is that in her letter, Margaret is a very caring and faithful and honest person who goes out of her way to help others. And what we did is we surprised Margaret at her house. And what I did, I was a bit on, I told her she had been shortlisted, but she hadn't actually won.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do was to just have some questions with her. So what we did is we landed at the house, but what Rose did behind, where Rose came in behind, and she actually had the cheque with her. So you want to play the audio there?
Yeah.
Tell us some of the charities that you've helped in over the years.
Well, some of the charities overall in 21 years of fundraising for different charities, basically my first couple would be the likes of Donegal Down Syndrome, Donegal Hospice, Little Blue Heroes, Foyle Search and Rescue.
Okay. And what have you done for those charities?
I hold a Christmas hamper draw every Christmas, and every year different businesses around the town give me prizes, and I do raffles, and all the money is given to the charity.
Right. Who's this behind me, I wonder?
Congratulations.
Who have we got here?
Rose Donaghy.
Hello,
I nominate
Rose.
Her.
How are you? So we've kind of got you a little bit. So we have, because you weren't shortlisted. You're actually one of our winners, one of our five winners, being recognised as a community hero. Why is she a community hero? Tell us.
Margaret never looks for anything. She does this, is the word, selflessly every year, and she does more than this. I could have written another 3 pages about her easily, and she deserves it all, so she does.
And that was Rosemary there speaking about Margaret. It must be lovely, Sean, to actually get the chance to do that sort of thing.
Do you know what, Donal? I've done some great things in here, but this week's been the best week, because to go out and talk to five people who just help others, and to be able to give something back. And that's what they do all the time, give back. And to be able to go to them and do that this week, it's just been brilliant. And their faces, like I'm going to go on to Monica Greer now, because this to me was, this is just a pivotal one, because Monica she's been working in the community, the Lady Kennedy Community Centre for 30 years. And she's deaf. So you can understand that she has challenges. But that's never stopped her. In the 90s, she started a live wire camp for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now looked after thousands of kids over those years. She even got involved in gymnastics. And she helped to set up a Jumpin' Jacks Special Olympics Club in 2011. And she helped actually to train kids to beat records, to become better people. And that wasn't enough for her. What she had to do then is she looked and she set up 10 years ago a lung rehabilitation group at the centre. And this class basically ran twice a week. And it was for people that were struggling with COPD, had heart disease, arthritis, and some of that had come out of surgery. So she's a real Trojan, and she gives up a lot of her time to others. So her daughter kindly wrote in a lovely letter, and we thought, what would be the best way of going presenting this to her? Let's go right in at the end of her class. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing because we actually met a gentleman who was 91, I think it was 92 years of age, and he was at an exercise class. And what he said to me just made my days is that without it, he would not be here, because what it's helped him to do is to recover, but also the social aspect. He's met other people. He has that cup of tea. And it's because of Monica that this happens, and it's grown over the years. And as I said, they're celebrating 10 years and getting stronger and stronger. And what a thing to have in your community, to be able to know that a couple of times a week you can go out and you can meet people. And that's what Monica has done. So if you want to play a little at the absolutely. Surprise.
Hello, is this Monica? Monica, how are you? Sean Quinn here from Highland Radio. How are you? Now, why am I here standing in front of you, Monica? You have been nominated and you'll be successful, and you're a winner of the Highland Radio Community Hero Awards for 2024. And here's your daughter here. She's got a lovely cheque for €1,000. So you're working in the community centre for 30 years, is that right?
I haven't, dude.
And you've also been involved in gymnastics. You've helped kids to break records, the Special Olympics.
I have.
And you're a hero of the community. And everybody around here just wants to say well done to you.
Oh, my goodness. Couldn't pick a better time to do this. These people are amazing. And this is what makes the community centre.
And guess what? They think you're amazing as well.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's really, really lovely. That was Monica there in the community centre. And yeah, I think you're right, Sean, that one was special.
It was. And I think there was about 50 people at the class. So obviously mm-hmm. the community centre were in it as well. So they made sure that there was extra people there on the day. But, you know, just even the cheers, they came in with a lovely cake for her, they had balloons for mm-hmm. her. But just the reaction from the people, Donal, she means so much to people in there, that what she does for them. And, you know, again, it's lovely to be able to go out and recognise that and say, Nora McGlynn, you are a hero.
You know, I think one of my my two kids did that live wear class back in the day when that she started. So thanks, Monica. They gave us a few hours free over summer holidays at one point. The 9 till noon show on Highland Radio, and we're in the middle of unveiling and honouring our five community heroes. Sean is with me in studio, and Sean got the lovely job of going around to the various winners with the checks and informing them that they'd won. Sean, our next is Nora.
Yeah, so I alluded to Nora just before the group mm-hmm. the break there by mistake, but
no, it was a teaser, Sean. That's what it was. It was a teaser.
just before the break.
A trailer.
Yeah. Very good, Bill. Yeah. Very good. So Nora McGlynn, and she was nominated by her good friend Marion Gallagher. So Nora she's been living with Parkinson's for 7 years. And so that's a daily struggle in its own. And unfortunately, she's had family tragedies in her life over the last number of years. No more so than losing her husband just before Christmas. So I was very touched by the letter that Marion had written. Nora takes 20 tablets a day for various illnesses. And it's fair to say that she has good days and bad days. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to surprise her, but I wasn't sure how do I do that, because it could have been a bad day. So with our friend Marion, what we did is we decided that we'd go up and we'd do an interview on living with Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And it meant that day, if it was a bad day, that she'd be able to talk to us about the bad days. But the whole essence of it was we were there to present her with a community hero check. So what we did is I landed, and thankfully it was a good day. And what I understood from about Nora is that it doesn't matter whether it's a good or bad, she is there for everybody. And the one that hit me is, she actually goes on a bus to Dublin and to Lisburn to go and babysit for her grandchildren. That's the strength that this lady has. She's also there for people in the community. She's there if you're ill. She's the first person to be there with a dinner for you. She's an avid cleaner, as I saw in the house. The house is immaculate. But that's the pride that she has and the fight that she has on a daily basis. And that's the type of person that she is. Nothing would faze her. She was very nervous when I met her, but she was able to start to tell me about her life, you know, her life with Parkinson's. But when the camera went off, we got the real story. And that to me is important too, because, and I don't want to share that because that's her story. And the tough years that she's had and the struggles and the loneliness. But she's got a lovely family around her. And I was absolutely delighted to be able to surprise her and give her a community check for €1,000.
Excellent. Let's have a listen.
Have you family around you that help you and they support you? And
Caroline, the girl you met, she's married to my son, and they just live up the road. It's her two little boys, and then a girl and a boy. And I must say, they're brilliant. They're very, very good now. Only for them I would be feeling lost now.
Well, I have a wee secret for you, because only for you, if you look to your left there or to your right, you'll see that we have actually got a little presentation for you today, because I know quite a bit about you, Nora.
I think you do know more.
Because I got a lovely letter from Marion to tell me all about you.
Yeah.
And you're actually one of Highland Radio's community heroes, because I know that you've had Parkinson's for 7 years, right?
Yeah.
But it hasn't stopped you being a good person.
I'll try.
I believe that you jump on a bus and go to Dublin and you go to Lisburn to do babysitting.
Yeah, well,
you go and help people in the community.
Oh, well, we can do that. It's good now.
And you're very...
Marion
wrote a lovely letter outlining how good you are to other people.
Marion, you're making me tears come.
And it's lovely. Thanks to a listener, what we have. We're out in the community this week.
Yeah.
And we're giving back to people who are never recognised. And I think you're one of those people that needs to be recognised.
Beautiful.
Yeah, a beautiful person. Just a nice person. And it was very touching and so deserving. We're absolutely delighted. And, you know, that was one of the easy ones, because we knew, everybody that read that letter knew that was a special person. So moving on to the last one, Donal, it was Seamus McLaughlin in Buncrana was nominated by what I would just call as a character. When I opened the letter, I was just so moved by it. And it was from his friend Tom. And Tom is 91. And he wrote a lovely letter about Seamus, his neighbour and his friend. Mm. And what Seamus does for him and what he means to him. I think is the part of the letter that struck me. So I rang Tom just to get more information, and he was just so charming and so appreciative of his neighbours in the Buncrana area. So the gist of it is, Seamus is very good to him, and Seamus doesn't even realise this, because Seamus does it because Seamus wants to do it. But Tom, at his age of 91, obviously, there's health issues there from different times. But at any given time, Seamus will put Tom in the car and drive him to wherever he needs to go. And that could be Sligo, it could be Galway, it could be Letterkenny. And at the moment, he's going through an eye infection where every 4 weeks he has to go to Sligo. And Seamus is there, and he takes him in the car, and he sits all day. As we know, you give it an 11 o'clock appointment, you might not get seen till 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a day trip of it. So Tom is so appreciative of that. But also, it's the daily call-in. It's, do you want anything at the shop? Are you okay, Tom? And it's the camaraderie in the company that Seamus provides. And he's become part of the family and part of the community on the whole. But you can see why, because he's a gentleman who is so appreciative of what people do for him. But Seamus is an extraordinary person too, because he devotes his time to others. He's involved in charity work as well. He helps in the Meals on Wheels to actually deliver them. And he's raised over 7,000 euros for charities as well over the years. A very unassuming person. And so I thought, how do I surprise this guy? I have to involve Tom. So what we did is we arrived at Tom's house first, and we had Seamus's wife in tow, so she knew about it. So we landed at the back door of the house with Tom on my arm to announce that Seamus was a community hero. And we had a cup of tea afterwards, and we had a great chat about the community that they have in Buncrana. And it's very special. And I think Seamus McLaughlin is one of those, is part of why it's special.
Is this Seamus, is it?
This is me.
Seamus McLaughlin, do you know this guy here?
I do indeed.
This is the bold Tom. But the reason we're here today is Tom actually sent us a lovely letter to Highland Radio. And what we've been doing, we have a Community Hero Awards for 2024. And he wrote a lovely letter about you. And do you know what? You're one of our community heroes. And we're here today to just congratulate you. Tom, tell me, why did you nominate Seamus?
I nominated him because he really took me under his wing. Even cut his time between himself and his wife, you know, to facilitate me going to Sligo, Galway, Letterkenny. You mentioned it. He was there.
And it's I suppose it's also fair to say that because of what Seamus does, it just makes your life so much easier.
What? I wouldn't be here without him.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't be here without him.
So, Seamus, how does it feel to be a Highland Radio community hero?
I'm chuffed, absolutely chuffed. Well, John lost his wife 6 years ago, so, you know.
Yeah.
And I go swimming 4 times a week in the leisure centre down there, so I've made it a habit a few years ago to just drop in, and if Tom needed milk or bread or anything. No, it's no hassle because I'm shopping for myself, anyway.
Yeah, but it's just it's what neighbourhoods are all about, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And you're also a busy man because you've been involved in charities, you've raised money for Concern. I believe you're on the Tidy Towns committee as well. Yeah. When I read Tom's letter, I was very touched by it, and immediately I rang him, and I'm delighted that we've managed to get here today to say that you are one of Highland Radio's community heroes for 2024. So very well done.
I wouldn't be here without him. I mean, hey, that's a statement.
That's the line of the week. Mm. And it was from the heart as well, because that's factual, Donald.
Yeah.
You know, he's so appreciative of what Seamus does for him. And the community, because the up and right around Pillar Park area, they're very good. They've got a very tight-knit community. And you could see that as well, mm-hmm. and you could feel that. But, that kind of it left. That was the last one we did yesterday. And you know, you had that feel-good factor in your heart going back up the road because you know you'd kind of made a little bit of a difference. But it's not about what we did this week. It's about what people continue to do within their communities. And I would extend it to say, keep doing it, because what I saw this week is smiles on people's faces because people care and people help. We're only acknowledging 5 people here. I would love to have acknowledged 150 people because they're all worthy of it. And I'd say, please keep doing what you're doing because it makes such a difference to these people, to these communities, to these services. And these are just a pick of 5. I also want to thank the team for this week as well, the work that's gone behind the scenes. We've captured videos.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is we'll post them on our social media. I think you'll enjoy them. I think there's warmth, there's laughter, but there's a message there that Karen is everything. And I think that's demonstrated by our 5 winners this week. And finally, Don, I just want to thank that mystery person. That person
absolutely,
who has helped us because it just made it all happen today. And he knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's listening, I just want to say a big thank you.
And he's seen the fruits of that today. And I think it is very wonderful to see it. As he said, Sean, the videos are going up on social media and they'll be there for all to see. Now, we're going to get our value out of you today.
Okay.
Because you're now Sean Quinn, Community Hero Coordinator, has left the building. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sean Quinn, Highland Radio Marketing Manager, is going to be with us. We're going to take a short break, and in a few moments, I think it's fair to say, Sean, we're going to make another person very happy.
We're going to make somebody very happy with €2,500.
Into the final 26 minutes of the 9 till noon show for this Thursday, and joined in studio by 2 very important people. Sean, our marketing manager, has stayed with us. Also joined by our CEO, Fionnuala Rabbit. Fionnuala, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you would normally be here at this time with Michael Leddy on the last show of the week, but of course it's Thursday, not Friday. So we don't have Michael. We're not talking entertainment at the moment. Although, if anyone is a science fiction fan, go to Dune 2. It's brilliant.
I was up half the night watching a documentary about Barbie's father. We all know about the woman that created Barbie, that actually was the engineer. It's a very good documentary on Sky.
Well, I was like,
I'll have a great chat with Donald today about it. And then I got bumped for myself, which was even funnier.
And my missus is saying that The Gentleman is particularly good. She's impressed with The Gentleman. She's really impressed with that.
It
so there are your two recommendations. The Gentleman, documentary about Barbie's dad, and June 2 in the cinemas. There you go. Quickest entertainment hour ever. Right? Because we have important things to do. Because if you're watching, and I think we're on the guest too, are we? I'll just double check. Yes, we are indeed. If you're watching on screen, you will notice behind Sean and Fionnuala, you will see a purple... Tombola is that you call
yes,
them draw
is.
Barrel thing. What's in that are thousands of pieces of plastic with black numbers written on them. Now, and I tell you this, it's important that we tell you this because all we have in this studio are numbers. We have no idea what names and phone numbers those numbers equate to. Katie, out in a completely different room, has a list of names and phone numbers that correspond to those numbers. And what's going to happen in just a moment is that Fionnuala is going to go over. We're going to give the drum a good shake. We're going to pull out one number. Then we're going to get that number over to Katie. Katie is going to cross-reference it against her list. And then a phone call is going to be made to a person. And hopefully we'll be able to speak to that person. And they will be €2,500 richer.
I didn't even need to be here, Donald. You succinctly put it all into words. They're exactly what's going to happen with the draw.
But that's not all, because there is more to happen after this. Fionnuala, over to you.
We're delighted. Just wanted to say we're delighted this year to partner with Foy's for a €10,000 home makeover. I think if anybody's seen some of our social media, people are coming up with ideas of what they would do with the 10,000, how you would do up your house. Getting it fully painted or doing up the sitting room and getting new furniture and all that kind of thing. And obviously Foy's is full of ideas and they're there to help you. They can definitely help you spend that 10,000 and make the most out of it for your home so that you're, can spend the summer just spending and doing it up. That would be lovely. Mm. And then we've also included a cash prize that goes with that. But then as Sean announced last week, we're delighted to put on this extra cash prizes for people over the next couple of weeks in order to, just increase the amount of winners that our draw gets. So for this week and next week, we'll be giving away €2,500 each Friday. So we're delighted to do that. And will I just jump up and do this
go for
one?
It. Go for it. Why not? So as we said, several thousand pieces of paper, plasticky, and it's good and noisy,
that's
as you can hear.
That's them going around there.
Now, as well, we will just stress what we're going to put out of this box is a number, and that's all we will have here. So we have no idea. Even if we wanted to fix it, we couldn't, because we have no way of knowing what name corresponds to what number.
Yeah.
So if Nuna's going to pull out a number.
I could fix it.
I remember the sweepstakes where you hold the number in front of the camera way back in the day.
Well, I'm going to sit down and hold it. And the winner is, because I think I'm on this camera over here.
You are?
0585. So 0585 is this week's winner. And I hasten to add, this winner goes back into the draw. So they're in with an opportunity to win the £2,500 next week. And also, of course, still in with an opportunity to win the big prize, which is the following weekend, am I right?
Yep. Following Friday.
Getting my day
2 weeks tomorrow. This Thursday, you see, Thursday's throwing us here.
Friday. For the sake of draw purposes, we're just going to call today Friday.
Yes.
So we'll just call it Friday.
Yes, so it is on Friday.
It's a bit strange because we normally launch them on a Friday.
Yeah.
But we launched this one on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So because of our charity day. But no, listen, somebody's going to be very happy very shortly. €2,500 for Easter.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a time to get it.
Yeah, now I can tell you, you might have seen it actually in the window. I'm not sure how the reflections were working, but as Fionnuala was reading out the number, Katie was just outside the window. No, you won't have, it was a different window actually. But Katie was just outside the window. And Katie was taking a note of the number. So, pardon me, I can confirm Katie wrote the number and Katie is getting that organised. I can see Katie actually standing beside Donna Marie. Donna Marie is reaching for a phone. So I think we will hopefully in just a few moments be getting a phone call transferred through to us. Just want to say I had a few messages in about the Community Heroes. Congratulations to Margaret and all those nominated. Think they're all the winners are fantastic. Well done to them all from Val. And again, big congratulations to Margaret Coyle on her award, No Better Lady. And that comes from Breach Boyle in Ardragh. And Margaret, obviously a very, very popular person indeed, and why wouldn't she be after all the work that Margaret has been doing? I am happy to say I can go to line one. Good morning. Do I have the pleasure of speaking to Carmel Quinn and Lenties?
That's correct, yes.
Carmel, good morning. It's Donal here. I know the ads promised you Greg, but you're going to have to put up with me. Mm-hmm. Carmel, I'm happy to tell you that you do have a ticket, I take it, in our home makeover draw.
I have, yes.
You have. Well, I can tell you, you are now €2,500 richer than you were 4.5 minutes ago. Congratulations.
Oh, gee. Thank you so, so much. That's brilliant.
Yeah, if you've been listening, you'll be aware that there's an extra €2,500 today, an extra €2,500 on Friday of next week, and then the main draw is in 2 weeks' time. But the first number that was pulled out for the extra €2,500 today was yours. So congratulations, Carmel. You are a €2,500 winner.
Thank you so, so much. That's brilliant.
And a happy Easter to you and the family.
And the same to you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Happy Easter.
And happy Easter to you. You take care, Carmel. That's Carmel there in Lenties. Yep, I think Fionnuala and Sean, we've made someone, we promised to make somebody very happy. I think on the evidence.
Very surprised.
Yeah, very happy.
Yeah.
That's, I hope she's going to blow it on something frivolous. I always think money won should be just, you should blow it on something frivolous. Don't do anything sensible with it, Carmel.
Yeah, I fully agree, actually. I do fully agree.
Buy yourself something nice, whatever. But save 2,000 and then blow the 500 on something cracked.
Yeah.
I love your thinking, I have to say.
Go on that holiday or day trip you've always said. I've always had this thing, I'd love to go to Cologne, or I'd love to go to Reykjavik, or I'd love to go to some... Go there.
Yeah, I know. I've actually never been to Amsterdam, and it's really definitely on my list.
I've been.
Amsterdam is a great city.
I know, it's supposed to be lovely for walking around. My sister just came back from it, and I was like, I'm going to add that to the list now.
And I was there 2 years ago.
I know.
June 22.
And Edinburgh. Wonderful. They're my two now I've got to get in 2020. So if anybody wants to give me €2,500, I would be delighted to accept it to allow me so that I can go on my city breaks.
And if you want anyone to keep you company, I'm sure I can find a weekend free.
Perfect, Donald. We're throwing it out there. If anybody would like, we could do that. What is that program where they go away for the city breaks? You know, on TV, they have those where the comedians go away on their city breaks and that kind of thing.
I would need to pay €2,500 to watch that. So
You provide the €2,500, we'll send regular videos.
Absolutely. Job done. Absolutely. I'd have no problem whatsoever doing city breaks all around Europe and ringing in home and going, yes, it's brilliant.
Okie dokie. I'm delighted we made Carmel Quinn and Lenties very happy. Somebody else is going to be happy this day next week. I take it, Sean, tickets are now back on sale again. And if people want to get a ticket, HighlandRadio.com, ring us on 0749 125,000. You'll be only too happy to provide tickets to those who want them.
Absolutely, yeah. As you rightly said, lines are back open and they will probably stay open till about 11:15 next Friday. So if you haven't bought a ticket and you want to try and win €2,500 for next week, then now's the time to buy it.
Excellent. Sean Fionnuala, thank you very much indeed. It's 18 minutes to 12. Going to take a short break. Back after these. Now, if you listen regularly to Highland Radio News and indeed to the 9 till noon show, you'll know we've had a lot of discussion about the restoration of Carndonagh daycare services. And Councillor Albert Doherty has been raising this quite a lot in the context of the Regional Health Forum West. And there is also a local restoration of the daycare service committee in Carndonagh. It's chaired by Tony Doherty, and Tony joins us. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Donald. Thanks for having us on the show.
It's our pleasure, Tony. Tony, you recently held a survey around Carn just to gauge how much real interest and demand there is for this service. And, you know, you got over 279 people saying they would use the service straight away. Surely Minister Mary Butler and others must take notice of that.
Yeah, so... We decided, because we haven't had the service now for 4 years. The service closed down at the start of COVID, and rightly so. And that's a way back now, in March 2020. So we haven't had a daycare service in Carndonagh for unbelievably over 4 years now. And it was a thriving service that we had at that time. So what we thought was a very important, you know, we had a meeting in the Colgan Hall in Carndonagh back last October to highlight the fact that the service hadn't reopened again after COVID, because Minister Mary Butler, in whenever COVID was starting to relent way back in May of 2021, she tweeted that daycare services were opening during the summer of 2021 and that any services that required remedial action would be open by the end of 2021. That didn't happen in Carndonagh. So we had a meeting in the Colgan Hall, a town hall type meeting in the Colgan Hall last October. It was a very wet Friday evening. We thought we'd get, you know, 30 or 40, without seats for 30 or 40 people. In actual fact, over 200 people. The hall was full, turned out in a really bad, awful evening. I suppose for us to update them on the fact that there wasn't a daycare service, and there was palpable anger in the room that such a vital service was being denied our most vulnerable people in our community. These are the people who educated us, filled the potholes, and made this country what it is. And particularly coming in light after COVID, in a time whenever, you know, mental health, and these people have been on their own for watching televisions for 16 hours a day, that we didn't prioritise getting the service back in place. So we were given a mandate at that time to set up a meeting with the HSE, which took place in November of last year. It was a very unproductive meeting. By the way, the reason that the HSE gave was because of IPC, infection prevention control measures, were not adequate at Carndonagh Community Hospital. They deemed it unsuitable. We questioned that, and I talked on your show before about about some of the issues that they had. I don't really want to get into that right now because we've done that already. So the other mandate that we got was to set up a meeting with Minister Mary Butler. Now, we've tried to get that meeting through Charlie, to our local TD, Charlie McConnell, and as yet we've been unsuccessful to having that meeting with Minister Mary Butler. So we're really disappointed that that hasn't taken place. We would call on any politicians out there, or indeed Charlie McConnell, to please redouble his efforts to have that meeting take place with Minister Mary Butler. So just getting to your point, so we decided then that what we need to do is to really ascertain, well, is this service actually needed? Are we overestimating it? You know, what is actually needed out there? So we did an online survey, a Survey Monkey. And believe it or not, Donald, we got over 500 replies. And as you said, we've got over 500 support letters of support from that survey. One person thought that it wasn't a good idea, and that's fine as well. But the key figure that came out of that was over 270 people would avail of that service right now if it was open. And these are all individual. You know, it's not like one person, you know, putting in the same reply each time. The Survey Monkey is designed that it has to be from a specific email, and you know, we'd be happy to share the results of this with the HSE. But unbelievably to us, and I think to your listeners out there, is that over 270 people would avail of the service right now. We also, as part of that survey, asked, you know, many people need the service now, many from 1 to 3 years, 3 to 7, and over seven years. You know, so over 270 need it right now. From 1 to 3 years, 89. From 3 to 7 years, 104. And 7 years plus, 190 people. That's all additional, if you like, right?
Of course.
It just shows, Donald, the overwhelming need for this service at this time. And, you know, you can add in COVID into that. And what I would also say is, you know, what the daycare service does is, you know, it takes pressure off GPs because it's an early warning system. It takes pressure off AE, it takes the pressure off hospital admissions, and also nursing homes.
Yeah, and vitally, so it improves the quality of life of the clients as well, because, I mean, if someone is sitting in their house 24-7, that's not going to be necessarily conducive to being social. It's not going to be conducive to positive mental health. If you're going out and you're meeting people and you're, you know, working with people and you're you know, it's a lot better. So it has a huge impact, I'm sure, on the positive mental health of people that use the service as well. We did reference earlier that Councillor Albert Doherty has been raising this on a regular basis for years within the context of the Western, with the Regional Health Forum West. Councillor Doherty joins us on the line. Albert, good morning.
Good morning, Dono. Good morning, Tony.
Yeah, Albert, you and Tony have discussed this obviously often and have had many discussions on it. You've been raising this at meetings. Yep.
Consistently from the passing of the COVID, and as late as last Tuesday, again was able to verbally share statistics that I'm sure the group will put together comprehensively and forward, asking for timelines from the HSE on, and their working group on their prioritisation of potential accommodation, calling for the engagement of the local committee, calling for the local committee to be engaged as a critical stakeholder. Mm-hmm. And really what I'm just saying is that this was a facility that was very, very well received, worked very, very efficiently in the area, and it is very sorely missed, and you and Tony have covered how much of a social loss it has been to this area, and all we want is restoration.
Are you getting any indication from the HSC that they're closer to restoring a full-time service, or are you still getting the same answer you've been getting over and over again?
I received tentatively small positive steps that there now was a focus group looking at within the hospital grounds what can be developed, explored. But sometimes I see these as holding letters, and that's why on Tuesday, and Dermot Monaghan was absent, but Maria Ferguson took my representations, listened to my representations, that we need the involvement of this committee as the stakeholders, because you will have more people with local input assisting restoring a service to a significant number that Tony has just quoted, who said they would use it in the morning.
In terms of the work that needs to be done, it seems clear that the HSC has effectively ruled out returning to what was there pre-COVID. How long is it going to take to put replacement in place that serves the needs of the community and also meets the requirements of the HSC in HICWA?
That was the constant received up until my last correspondence, where they said that the capital works. Now we're looking, the capital works. We're looking at within the hospital grounds. They were looking at the hospital use of the JCM, which is nearby building, which is going through the decongregation. And they also were looking at the lease of facilities in Carndonagh. And that's the impetus there that we welcome. But it will only be an impetus when they narrow it down and say, these are our priorities, and this is what we're going to do. And the powers that be will provide the capital that's required, and that the service that's sorely missed will be restored with the help of a very active and positive local community.
Albert, thank you.
Donald.
Yeah, Tony, you have the final word to yourself. Yeah, Albert, thank you.
Sorry, we have written to the HSE with the survey results recently, and we'll also be writing to them to say that we welcome them having a meeting, but we would like to be stakeholders in any future meetings in relation to this. And we'll be constructive in relation to that. The community will be constructive, but we'd like to say to everyone that's out there listening this morning to make representation to your local councillor, your TD, to hear the message that we're not happy and we won't put up with it, and we're not going to go away. And for all candidates and councillors and TDs out there, you need to get behind this issue. Yep. You need to educate yourself on this issue. We in the committee are not happy with our local politicians and the support they have, say, for Albert, who's on the call here now. We have a mandate. We're calling on all politicians to get us that meeting with the Minister, Mary Butler, so she understands the size of the problem that we have here in North Innishowen. And we also are calling on the HSE, as I said, to get us involved in any potential solutions going forward. We have a Facebook page And we'd ask people to, you know, to continue to engage with us. And thank you for your time this morning.
And thank you, Tony, and thank you, Albert. That's Tony and Albert there, the ongoing campaign to restore day services in Carndonagh. That's pretty much it for the 9 till noon show. Just want to give you a few of our final comments before we go. A very happy 95th birthday to Mary Bogle in St. Eunan's in Raphoe. That comes from Rodney. A number of comments says school children are influenced by teachers or influencers. Will they just get caught up in the latest, whatever it is, without knowing the full consequences? 16 is too young to vote. Caller says, how many people will leave reused machines, drive back to wherever they bought the bottle for 15 cent? If they've been charged a deposit and it's an unreturnable bottle or can, very likely it'll go into the nearest bin, which has been used for general rubbish. Caller says, if you have these continued increases in the price of alcohol, more drink will be drunk at home. And people are concerned that that will be the outcome of increases. Caller referencing the meeting that took place in Buncrana the other night. Why would Charlie and Niall not come to the event? All well and good coming to your door looking for votes, but when there is something like that meeting that took place in Carndonagh, or in Buncrana, excuse me, Tuesday night, of course, the candidates should be turning up. And finally, I can tell you that the golden egg was found today in the town park by Eunan McNamee and Patricia Gallagher. Congratulations to them. This has been the 9 till noon show. No 9 till noon show tomorrow. It's Good Friday. Greg is back with you on Tuesday of next week. Thank you to Shannon. Thank you to Donna Marie, who produced. Thanks to Sean and Fanula for their work on the Community Heroes and all indeed and the whole team that worked on that. Most importantly, thanks to our contributors and thanks to you for listening. From myself, Donal Kavanagh, have a very good day.